Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Wendy Nicholson listens to the show. How long have you been listening to WGN, Wendy?
Oh, as long as I can remember, Lisa. I listen to you guys all the time, and we appreciate you and your station coming at issues from all angles and allowing a dialogue to happen.
Yeah, and that I wanted you to be able to share your story because everybody's opinionated, but you're in the middle of it. You're living with a terminal disease. What's your diagnosis?
So I have pulmonary fibrosis. I was diagnosed a couple of years ago, right around this time. I have no family history, so it is called idiopathic. I went through testing for a very long time at three major teaching hospitals in Chicago because I didn't fit the criteria of the disease.
And does it cause pain?
When we got the phone call, it was heartbreaking.
Yeah. And are you in pain?
I have a very rough time. You know, people say, well, you make it look easy, but, you know, you learn to smile through the pain.
How old are you?
I am 67.
And you had indicated via the text line, you had told me that if you are given this opportunity, that you will certainly take advantage of it. You'll ask for the prescription and choose to end your life when you see fit. You still feel that way today?
100%. And I'm so thankful that I will be able to do that here in Illinois with my family and friends. When I first was diagnosed and I knew the outcome was terminal and I knew what lied ahead, I looked all over. I looked at going to Switzerland. I looked at going to Oregon. I knew I was going to do this on my terms with as little suffering and pain as possible.
Now the practice is allowed and authorized in 11 states, Illinois being the latest state to allow it. But, of course, it doesn't go in effect until next September. So you intend to...
That could be an issue. You know,
right.
This disease has its own pathway, and you can be fine, and then it can turn very quickly. It is a disease where it causes fibrosis in your lungs. I am on oxygen. It makes breathing very hard. And, you know, for people who can breathe, you don't think about, we have to think about everything. Is it too cold? I was out over the weekend. My oxygen was freezing. Is it too hot? What if the power goes out? You know, there's a lot to consider. Waiting until this to go into effect until September, you know, I don't know. I hope it's going to be able to work for me. But if not, I do have some backup states in mind.
And have you talked to your doctor? Your doctor is willing to prescribe this medication?
I have not, because this was just signed on Friday. My doctors are very well informed about how I feel, that, you know, I don't want to suffer. You know, not being able to breathe, I say to people, put a plastic bag over your head and then try and go about your day. I mean, this, you know, asthma is bad, COPD is bad, but pulmonary fibrosis, you know, your lungs have hardened. You can't get a breath in sometimes. And sometimes there are good days and sometimes there are horrible days. And I never know what I'm going to wake up to, and it could change from hour to hour.
Are you married? Do you have kids, grandkids?
I have grandkids. I have a husband. I have two adult children. It has been emotional. It's been a tough topic. They would like me to do, maybe look at some other options, but I have said to them, you know, this is, and from the very beginning, I had said, this is what my plan is.
And of course, everybody has their own individual feelings, and no one is going to say, I don't know that I would say, yeah, Mom, I support you. I'm just so conflicted, but Wendy, we have a text that just came in that maybe you can relate to. She said, my mother and her brothers have died from pulmonary fibrosis. She went on hospice, essentially starved to death. My heart goes out to Wendy, and I can understand her decision. It was a very long, slow, painful death.
And that is exactly what it is. And, you know, obviously there's many diseases out there that are long and slow and painful. And as patients, we know that now, you know, one of the most easy ways is to stop eating. But that's not necessarily fun. It's not fun for people to witness. So, you know, 70% of Americans, when they were polled on this, were in support of this.
Right.
So we are we are actually the 13th state to pass this, and New York is sitting on the governor's desk right now. So the goal is that we're hoping that 50% of all Americans are going to live in a state where by 2028 they will be able to participate in this if so desired. And if people don't want to do this and they want to do hospice or palliative care, this is like you like vanilla ice cream and I like chocolate. We don't have to agree, but we have to have a hard, honest dialogue about what is compassionate care. This is not assisted suicide. This is letting us die with dignity. We have to be able to request it. We have to be able to ask for the medications. There are a lot of bells and whistles in place. And no one who can profit from our death can be our witnesses when we to have these paperwork signed. So let's say my kids didn't like me, which I hope isn't the case. They can't be my witnesses because they would profit from my death. So there's you know, that's why it's taking time to get this ready to go, to just make sure. And the states that have it now have had no issues. They've had no complaints, none. There has been no town foolery with this, with these laws, especially Oregon, who's had it since 1994.
Yeah, you don't see it making news. We don't see any nationally breaking news about it. No horror stories or anything like that. Wendy, would you be willing to hang out through the news and maybe join us for a bit after 3 o'clock? So many questions are coming in on the text line, and I appreciate that you're being honest and open about what you're struggling with and the choice that you're making.
Yes, that'd be great. Thanks, Lisa.
Wonderful. Wendy is a listener, like she said, to WGN for as long as she can remember. And I think we should give her the chance to amplify how she feels about this very important bill that was signed into law on Friday. Wendy Nicholson reached out to share her story. She's a WGN listener. She said she's been listening as long as she can remember. And she suffers from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Wendy, basically your lungs are hardening and at some point they will cease working, correct?
That is correct. And it is a progressive disease. So you can plateau. In my case, I have not plateaued.
She's a wife, she's a mom, she's a grandmom, and she has decided that when it becomes available, if she is still here, that she will certainly take the medicine that is now allowed that will allow her to end her life on her own terms. And you've indicated that if something happens before September, when it becomes legal in Illinois, that you will utilize the option of going to another state. So many people are weighing in. One of the big questions is, are you eligible for a lung transplant or a double lung transplant?
That has come up in conversation. It is a possibility. It is not something I want to pursue. The success rate is tough. The anti-rejection drugs are very tough. And you have to have two caregivers who will go to lung transplant school and then agree to be with you 24/7 for the first year. I think that's asking a lot of people. It was never an option that I would consider. My doctors have talked to me about all the options out there, and they're on board with my plan as it stands now.
You know, I always support people to do as they choose, as long as it doesn't harm others. But my concern about this law being signed has always been because we don't want to be a burden to our family. Just like you don't want to burden somebody about going to classes with you. Is that a part of your thought process here?
No, I think it's very unrealistic to think anyone can foresee enough in the future that they can complete classes and then be with you for a year 24/7. We all know life changes on a dime. Something could happen to them. They could get sick, you know. So So it's not me not wanting to be a burden. I don't think that, I mean, I have a wonderful support system of friends and family. I've recently moved into an over 55 community who has been just beyond supportive. They're always looking out for me. So I don't think I'd be a burden. It's just not the life that I want to have at 67. And I also feel like, and this is my own decision as well, those lungs should be going to people who are much younger than I am. We are seeing this now from COVID in 30-year-olds. Those are the people who, for my lung, I want my lung to go to somebody younger.
What do you know about life insurance? Will your life insurance policy be paid out if you choose to take the medicine and end your life?
Well, I don't know. We haven't discussed that, you know, and I think that is going to be something this law is going to change because it usually is not paid out if you commit suicide. I'm not sure what the insurance companies, how they're going to write this in. I think it's too new for Illinois, and I don't know how Oregon is handling it. But that is not a concern. My life insurance is not relevant in this.
Yeah. Any chance you watch The Morning Show? Because I saw this play out on that television program. Have you seen it played out in anything in the world of film or TV?
I have not. Are you talking about assisted, you know?
Yes, yes.
I've not seen it, no.
Are you scared?
I'm more scared about living a life and ending it in not being able to breathe, and hospice care is saying, oh, we're giving them the most we can give them. But, you know, they don't know sometimes, they drug them to the state where you can't communicate and you're still suffering. So I'm more concerned about the suffering, and I've never been concerned about doing this on my own terms. And I'm just so thankful that Governor Pritzker didn't sit on this bill for very long. You know, it was very close in the Senate. It passed 30-27. It had a much bigger percentage in the House. And we kind of knew this was kind of our last chance for a while to get this bill up and in front of him. So we all kind of sat here with bated breath, no pun intended, hoping this was going to happen.
And what do you want to accomplish before your life comes to an end?
You know, I live every day as if it's my last. I do fun, wonderful things. I make sure those around me, friends and family, know I love them. And, you know, I want people to say she did it her way. She led a good life. You know, she came into this world and she ended her life with the way she wanted to do it.
And I'm so glad you now have that option in your home in this state. And when you sent me a text and said, I'm crying tears of joy because I'm so thrilled that the governor signed this bill, all I wanted to know was a little more and a little more. So I so appreciate you being open and honest and so clear-minded during this conversation. And I hope that we can continue to chat and check in and follow you on this journey, because I think a lot of people might be facing it in the future. And there's never been a path that we've been shown that would lead us to that result. So thank you so much, Wendy. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, WGN, for, you know, always being open-minded and having dialogues that sometimes are hard and divisive to have.
Absolutely. I'm sending you the best, and I hope you have a beautiful holiday season.
You and the piggy as well, thanks.
Thank you. Pigs in the house till tomorrow.
I know. Lucky Penelope.
Have a great day.
You too.